President Hassan Rouhani says Iran and Italy have agreed to expand cooperation in fighting terrorism, speaking at a press conference with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. In Tehran, Rouhani said Tehran and Rome also agreed to work together to help resolve the Middle East conflicts, including those in Syria and Yemen. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian says a political resolution of the Syria crisis is in sight. Amir Abdollahian made the remarks during a meeting with UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in Tehran. The Iranian diplomat added that Syria peace talks have entered a new phase. The ground forces of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps have launched large-scale military drills near the border with Pakistan. The three-day drills, dubbed Great Prophet, covers areas across four provinces in Iran's southeast. Top commanders have said the exercises are aimed at maintaining the military unit's combat readiness. A Russian official says that Moscow has made the first delivery of the S-300 missile defense system to Iran. Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin didn't specify how many missiles have already been delivered. Tehran and Moscow signed a new contract on the delivery of the S-300 system. Thousands of French protesters have staged a sit-in in Paris to voice their opposition to the government-proposed labor reforms. The demonstrators pledged to continue their campaign until President François Hollande backs down. Opponents argue that the new reforms will worsen the working conditions and increase the unemployment rate. A report says that police in the U.S. city of Chicago have used violence on hundreds of detainees at a warehouse known as Holman Square. Documents obtained by British newspaper The Guardian show how police officers used punches, knee strikes, elbow strikes, slaps, wrist twists, baton blows, and tasers at the site. The UN World Food Program expresses grave concern over the dire food situation for Iraqi civilians trapped in the Daesh-held city of Fallujah. According to the UN agency, the situation is likely to deteriorate unless aid gets to the city. And Iraqi forces have recaptured two areas in the western city of Heat from Daesh terrorists. Military sources say the Iraqi troops, backed by popular mobilization forces, are set to clear the entire city from Daesh in the near future. The Iraqi troopers entered the city about a week ago in a major operation.